Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before. For day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 15th of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. They will take care of you if you're dealing with a personal injury. Let them put their skills to work for you, get you the compensation you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. We're going to have some fun today. I'm so glad you're starting the weekend here with me. No NBA tonight because the regular season, it ended yesterday. It's donezo, over with. No more regular season games. The play-in gets started tomorrow, and your Miami Heat, they're in the play-in. Like I told you, there were all these other different machinations. This team needs to lose. This team needs to lose. 1,000 teams need to lose in order for the Heat to avoid the play-in. Don't pay attention to that nonsense. We knew it was either going to be number 7 seed or number 8 seed. They were not getting out of the play-in. That's exactly the way it played out. Nothing went the Heat's way yesterday. They are the 8 seed going into the play-in on Wednesday night. Now, of course, Bet Online, that is your number one source for all your summer sports that are coming up. Obviously, we got Major League Baseball, NBA, your NHL playoffs, all the latest stats, news, scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or your mobile device. Get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So, the Heat are locked in to number 8. They are going to face Philadelphia on Wednesday night. So, look, you could say the same thing about the Sixers. It feels like an unfair play-in game where you're playing a team the caliber of Philadelphia with a player the caliber of Joel Embiid. We're going to talk to Philadelphia 97.5, the Fanatics. John Kincaid is going to join us on this show. He's great. We're going to get him on. He hosts mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on the Fanatic in Philadelphia. So we'll get Kincaid on. We'll talk a little bit about the Sixers, what the Heat can expect on Wednesday. I will not ask him about Kyle Lowry because fuck Kyle Lowry. Not worried about Kyle Lowry at all. He already had his revenge game. Kyle Lowry not going to do shit on Wednesday night against the Heat. But Embiid, and in a game that the Heat need. You know, we've talked about this. All right, so here's what happened yesterday. Let's get to our music. All right, yes, there we go. All right, so we got our NBA music. As far as the Heat are concerned, nothing went their way yesterday. What I was paying attention to, because there was a lot happening. If the Pacers lose, and the Sixers lose, and the Magic lose, then the Heat could jump up to 5. Fuck all that noise. None of that stuff was going to happen. I was focused on the Heat were definitely going to beat Toronto. I wasn't trying to be a greedy pick. I wanted the Heat to get up to 7, all right? Have a home play-in game, and then what? Clinch the 7th spot. Because I told you, the money spot for the Heat was going to be 6 or 7. Because not only do I believe you have favorable matchups if you're the 6th seed or you're the 7th seed, but you're on the other side of the Eastern bracket than Boston. Not that I'm afraid of Boston. Definitely not scared. Can't be scared. Cannot be scared. Not afraid of Boston, but would just like to rip their fans' hearts out as late as possible in the playoffs. So 6 or 7 is kind of that money spot, all right? Because then you can face Milwaukee or you can face New York. And you're on the other side of the bracket. So I was focused on the way for the Heat to get number 7 yesterday. The Heat win and the Magic lose. Okay, well, the Magic, they're hosting the Bucks. The Bucks, obviously no Giannis, but it's a game that they need because you want to be second in the Eastern Conference, right? Okay, that's where the shenanigans start. So the Magic are up like 9 points the entire game. Lillard's terrible. Started the game 1 for 11. He stunk. And like finally, it felt like yesterday, Lillard was finally playing for the Heat, and he was terrible. So a 12-point game early in the fourth quarter, like 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. See, Doc Rivers thought he was being slick by starting the fourth quarter with Damian Lillard. With 11 minutes to go, subs out Lillard for Beverly. You never see him again. It was only a 12-point game. Doc Rivers is so scared of facing his former team, the Philadelphia 76ers, in the first round. He threw that game yesterday. The Bucks lost that game on purpose to have the opportunity, and it worked, to slide down to number 3 and face Indiana in the first round rather than Miami or his old club, Philadelphia. You want to talk about you can't be scared? Doc Rivers, so scared, he tried to avoid successfully his old club by any means necessary. They threw that game, the Milwaukee Bucks, in Orlando to drop to number 3. And look, I've told you guys this before. I believe in all that basketball karma stuff. I do. The basketball juju, the basketball gods, all that karma. Go out there, play the game, win the game, let the pieces fall where they may. And here's the thing. So, Orlando ended up beating them. The Heat are locked in. Like, everybody won, okay? Magic won. Pacers won. Sixers won. Milwaukee lost on purpose to Orlando to drop to 3. Cleveland lost on purpose as well because they wanted to be number 4. They had a chance where if everything worked out, they could have been number 2. They wanted to be 4 because then they're just hosting Orlando in the first round. Milwaukee lost on purpose. Cleveland lost on purpose. Magic won, Pacers won, Sixers won. So nothing worked out for the Heat yesterday. They are the 8th seed. We'll get back to the Heat. The most interesting scenario yesterday took place in New York. So I'm watching the game yesterday. The game was on ESPN. I'm watching the game yesterday because it's about to end before I host primetime on ESPN Radio yesterday. And me and Andre Snellings, we did wall-to-wall NBA yesterday. And I really dig the way the NBA does it now on the final day of the season. 1 o'clock, all the Eastern games. 3:30, all the Western games. And you may say, oh, Zaz, there's an imbalance. It's 15-15. You had one interconference game, Spurs and Pistons. So all East was at 1 o'clock, all West was at 3:30. Nobody can, like, look around and say, okay, we don't need this game, we don't need this game. Let's sit all of our guys. Now you got to go out there and play. It's all happening at the same time in real time. And, by the way, there were no games on Saturday. So the NBA is trying to make it fair where nobody's on the second night of a back-to-back. Excellent job by the league there. I give Adam Silver a lot of shit, deserved, but that's a good job the way that they do this last day of the season. So it's cool. It was kind of like the tournament where you got the game going on, and then the second game, the Western game on ESPN, was the Pelicans and the Lakers. And so you got the score bug on the top of the screen with all the other games and conference games that are in action. It was kind of like the tournament, except here's the thing. Milwaukee and Cleveland lost yesterday, yes, but otherwise, there was like no movement. All the teams that needed to win, they all won. There was like hardly any movement. A little bit in the West yesterday, at the top of the West. And the way the top of the West shakes out, Oklahoma City and Denver won yesterday. Minnesota lost at Phoenix, who needed that, or to Phoenix, who needed that game. So, Oklahoma City, what a year. Number one, Denver number two. We'll get to the Western Conference stuff in a second. But the Heat end up finishing eight. Philadelphia is going to be seven. We know this now. We know this because New York and Chicago go to overtime. So those games are done. And Milwaukee and Doc Rivers, they lost on purpose because they're gutless. And they're watching the Knicks now, rooting for the Knicks. Because the reason they lost on purpose was so that the Knicks get number two and potentially Philadelphia in the first round. The winner of Philadelphia-Miami on Wednesday night. And Milwaukee slides to number three and gets Indiana in the first round. This was the most interesting scenario. And you know what? The Knicks were going balls to the wall. And I'm not surprised. Because that's why they're a good team. That's how Tom Thibodeau coaches. And that's how Jalen Brunson plays. So it's not surprising that they've had this type of season. And it's not surprising that that's the way they went out and played yesterday. That's why they're a good team. When there's a game to be played, they go out there and they play to win. They don't sit guys. So you knew the Knicks' MO was to go out there and win the game. And guess what? Now, and it was weird too because there was like a minute left in the game. Regulation. The Bucks game had already ended. They're dropped to number three. The Knicks can clinch number two with a win. And I'm watching the game on mute because I'm doing like my production meeting before primetime begins on ESPN Radio. So I'm watching the game on mute. And they pan wide to the crowd. And it's a one-point game. I'm like, the Garden, I think Madison Square Garden is the best basketball venue. It's the best atmosphere. It's the best crowd when the Knicks are good and when the game is tight. It's a one-point game with like a minute left. Nobody seemed to care. And I was like, I wonder, is the Knicks fan not sure if they should win this game? And we had Alan Hahn from MSG Network, Barton Hahn on ESPN New York. We had him on primetime yesterday, and he said that's exactly what the crowd was like. They didn't really know what they wanted. So the Knicks went out there. They wind up winning 120-119 in overtime. DeMar DeRozan misses a mid-range jumper. Knicks rebound. Clock runs out. Boom, game over. Knicks are the number two seed. So the Knicks are going to face the winner of... Like, the question was, if the Knicks win, you have to ask yourself, what's more important? Home court advantage in the second round, which is what the number two seed does for you if you face two versus three. Which is more important? Home court advantage in the second round or avoiding Philadelphia / Miami in the first round? Which is more important? And the Knicks decided getting home court advantage in the second round is more important. Now, normally, that's the tact that I would take. I don't like losing games on purpose. That's normally the way that I would look at it, which is win the game, home court advantage in round two is what's most important. But here's the thing. This is where Knicks fucked up. Here's the thing. The Knicks are going to get home court advantage in round two anyway, even if they drop to number three. Because if the Knicks had lost that game, they would face Indiana in the first round. They would have been the number three seed. Oh, okay, so they avoid Philadelphia in the first round, but they're not going to have home court advantage in the second round, Zaslow. No, I don't believe that. Because if Milwaukee was number two, whether they face Philadelphia or Miami in the first round, Milwaukee is losing that series. Especially because we don't know if Giannis is going to play. So the Knicks, if they lost yesterday, and again, I don't like the losing on purpose, but I would have endorsed my team losing on purpose yesterday if I was a Knicks fan, because if they would have lost yesterday, they would have A, avoided Philadelphia slash Miami in the first round, and B, still get home court advantage in the second round, because number two Milwaukee would lose in the first round to Philadelphia or Miami. So the Knicks, at the number three seed in the second round, would have then hosted the seventh seed, and you would have had home court advantage. Because remember, you may say, oh, Zaslow, but no, they reseed. No, they don't. That's important to remember. In the NHL, they reseed. The NFL, they reseed. It goes by highest to lowest, the two middle teams. In the NBA, you have a bracket, and the bracket doesn't change. And on this side of the bracket, you have 1 vs. 8 plays the winner of 4 vs. 5, no matter what. 2 vs. 7 plays the winner of 3 vs. 6, no matter what. They don't reseed. So I think the Knicks kind of fucked up yesterday because they could have avoided Philly slash Miami in the first round, and I believe they would still have home court advantage in the next round because I think Milwaukee is one and done. I think, and look, this way too, I think Milwaukee's going to lose to Indiana. I think they're going to be one and done anyway, and if the Knicks get past Philadelphia slash Miami, I think they're going to wind up facing Indiana in the second round. Like, the Knicks have a good path to the Eastern Finals, but it could have been a little bit easier. It could have been a little bit easier had they lose yesterday. So that was the most interesting scenario to me yesterday, was what the Knicks were going to wind up doing. All right, let's give you the Western Conference side of things. First, though, you know what's always the best thing to do when you're thinking about getting yourself a new car? You go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's the best course of action. You got the spring sale season going on. It's in full bloom right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. You can enjoy incredible offers during their spring sales event, like how about leasing a 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. They have an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. You are sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. NFLSubaru.com, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So now let's take a look at the Western Conference. And I already told you how the top shook out. Oklahoma City, they beat the Mavericks by 1,000. Oklahoma City, they're number one. Denver beat the Grizzlies, they're number two. Minnesota lost to Phoenix. Phoenix has had their number this year. They may have swept them 3-0. So Minnesota finishes 3, and Phoenix, because the Pelicans lost on ESPN yesterday to the Lakers, Pelicans got killed. Lakers were up double figures the entire game. Lakers killed them. So the Lakers clinched the 8th spot, but the Pelicans dropped to the play-in at 7, and Phoenix is a playoff team. They will face Minnesota, who I believe they've done, I think they beat them 3-0 in the regular season. So we know we have Minnesota and Phoenix 3-6, and we have LA Clippers versus Dallas 4-5. Now, Denver's 2, Oklahoma City is 1. The play-in games. Western play-in games are tomorrow night, all right? 7-8, so the Lakers, very interesting scenario here. The Lakers, they killed the Pelicans yesterday. The Lakers have had a lot of success this year against the Pelicans. They beat them 3-1, maybe, or maybe they won all four. The Lakers now are staying in New Orleans to play at the Pelicans again tomorrow night. The other play-in game is Warriors at Kings. Kings won yesterday, beat the Blazers. Warriors won yesterday. I forget who they played. It was someone bad. Maybe the Jazz. So, Warriors are going to be at the Kings. Now, best case scenario for the NBA is Lakers win tomorrow night. They're in the playoffs as the 7. And then the Warriors win tomorrow night. They eliminate the Kings. And then they win at the Pelicans to clinch the 8th playoff spot. And then you get the Lakers and the Warriors both in the postseason. The other scenario, I don't think that scenario there is likely. The other scenario that you kind of want is, could the Pelicans beat the Lakers tomorrow night, clinch the 7th spot at home, the Warriors win at the Kings tomorrow night, and then on, I guess it's Friday night, you then get do or die Warriors at Lakers for the number 8 seed. I don't know if that's going to wind up happening, but here's the thing. So, the Lakers are at the Pelicans, again, this time for the number 7 seed. If the Lakers beat the Pelicans, a team that they have a lot of success against, they then would face the Nuggets, a team they've had no success against. If the Lakers lose tomorrow night against the Pelicans, a team that they have had a lot of success against, they then would play Oklahoma City in the first round, if they, of course, win the second play-in game. Oklahoma City, a team that they have had a lot of success against. So here's the thing. Let me try and reshape it here for you guys. The Lakers should beat the Pelicans in a play-in. Then they would face the Nuggets, who they will not beat. Or the Lakers should... Do they maybe sit Anthony Davis? Because Anthony Davis, he got hurt yesterday, left the game in the middle of the fourth quarter. Back issue. I mean, what a surprise. They could sit him until Friday. They lose on Tuesday night. Then they play Friday for a chance to face Oklahoma City, a team who I believe they can beat in the first round. But what if you lose that play-in game Friday? It's a one-off. So do you have the guts, if you're the Lakers, you could beat the Pelicans tomorrow and then definitely lose a 7-game series to Denver? Or do you have the guts to punt that game tomorrow to try and get to a series against Oklahoma City, who you can beat, but it's a do-or-die game, potentially against Steph Curry and the Warriors to get there? If you're the Lakers, and it would be a home game, do you have the guts to win a 1-game series to get to a 7-game series you might win? You may have a chance to win. Because the other scenario, take care of business tomorrow, clinch a playoff spot, you will not get a single game against the Nuggets. Why do I say that? They lost all 4 games in their series last year, the Nuggets. They lost all 4 games in the regular season this year, the Nuggets. I think it's a total of 9 games in a row they've lost to the Nuggets. The Lakers are in a fascinating spot going into tomorrow night. So like I said, we're going to do some Heat Sixers. We're going to talk to John Kincaid from 97.5, the Fanatic in Philadelphia, coming up in a moment here. First, though, I love telling you guys about sponsors that I also use. Those are the type of sponsors we want on Zaslow Show 2.0. I'm not just peddling you businesses that I don't know about. No, I use our sponsors, and you got to support the sponsors who support the show. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. And that's because I know, God forbid something happens to my home, I'm going to be taken care of. I have the most comprehensive insurance at the most affordable rate out there. And that's because I use Brunt Insurance. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204. From Pensacola all the way down to the Keys and beyond, Brunt Insurance delivers you comprehensive insurance coverage tailored exactly to your needs. Wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, they have offices all throughout the state. 954-589-2204. 2204. Greg Brunt and his team, they have the expertise, the experience to make the confusing crystal clear. There are so many options out there when it comes to your homeowner's insurance, renter's, condo insurance. Their fully licensed team at Brunt Insurance is going to help you every step of the way. Matter of fact, a couple months ago, I switched over my auto insurance through Brunt Insurance. If you're looking for affordable care that offers the best coverage for your automobile, your motorcycle, your boat, you're making the right call. 954-589-2204. 954-589-2204. BruntInsurance.com. All right, let me take a sip of my vitamin water. Hang on. Put out a Zaslow Show 2.0 poll last night. So the Heat win their final two games against Toronto at home. They finish with 46 wins. They finish number 8. Zaslow Show 2.0 poll. It's still open, the poll, but we pretty much get the gist of it now. How do you grade the Miami Heat's regular season? And the choices were A, B, C, or F. Maybe like, Zaslow, what about D? There's only 4 options. Take it easy, all right? So A, B, C, or F. What grade would you give the Miami Heat's regular season? And the overwhelming majority right now, 73% of the vote, C. 21% votes, F. 5% B. 1% A. I don't know how you could vote F. Like, you could be disappointed. They won 46 games. I mean, I know they're the 8 seed, but what is an F be? Like, if the Heat were under 500, what grade would you give them? F. They won 46 games. That's an F. But anyway, C is probably, yeah, average. That's probably the right score. But anyway, so I believe the Heat can win in Philadelphia. This team loves to do it the hard way. And you know you're going to get a big-time effort from Jimmy. Tobias Harris over me! You know, we'll ask John Kincaid about that. You know you're going to get a big-time effort out of Jimmy. What's Terry Rozier's status? What's Duncan Robinson's status? Kevin Love got hurt yesterday, although the coach is saying it's just an elbow stinger. You know, that's my biggest fear with this Heat team is that we haven't had any real period, sustained period, any continuity with the roster, with the lineup healthy. That's my biggest fear. Do I think the Heat can go into Philadelphia on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock and win? Yeah, I do. And I'm hoping the NBA, I think if you pumped Adam Silver, the commissioner, I think if you injected him with that truth serum, that good truth serum, all right, and you made him be honest with you, does the NBA want Heat Knicks first round? Yeah, I think so. Heat Knicks first round, Sixers Celtics first round? Come on. Get them cheating-ass referees to Philadelphia on Wednesday night, and a Heat victory would send them to New York. Heat Knicks first round would be sick. That's what I'm looking forward to, all right? Let's go! Come on now. That's what we want.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, all guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny for yourself, your local Sedanos, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. So joining us now, 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia, John Kincaid, tomorrow night. Love having you back on the program, John. Wednesday night, Heat Sixers, Eastern Conference play-in. So I wanted to get some thoughts. I wanted to get the pulse of what's going on with this Sixer team. When yesterday was unfolding, what were you thinking? What was the Sixer fan thinking? What was best case scenario? Like, were you watching what was going on with the Pacers and Hawks and the Bucks and the Magic? Were you keeping track of everything for seeding wise?
Zaz, first of all, great to be back with you. I'm going to be honest with you, because Philly fans, we can be pretty chesty and pretty confident at times. But what I would tell you is that yesterday afternoon, all I wanted to do was avoid the 5 seed. And all I want to do on Wednesday night is avoid the 8 seed. Because as Sixer fans know, they're playing really, really good basketball now that Joel Embiid's back. But the last thing we need is to see the Boston Celtics in the first round. Because unlike what the Miami Heat have done to the Celtics in the past, the Celtics and the Sixers have an ugly recent history, one of complete domination by Boston. So for me, it was just make sure we don't get the 5. And then Wednesday night, it'll be try to make sure we don't get the 8.
That's how I felt too. You know, the last few weeks of the season, the money spot was 6 or 7. Ideally, you'd love to be 6, but 7, that's okay also because you're on that's the other side of the bracket. You don't have to face the Celtics potentially until the Eastern Finals. But is there not an element like in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs? I'm a huge Panther fan. I want the Panthers to match up in the first round with Tampa. I'm hoping we get Tampa because I want to go through them. So is there no element like that with the Sixer fan where it's like, come on, we want to go through the Celtics?
I would like to have you tested right after this interview, please. Could you pee in the cup and we'll send it to management? I think you're nuts of why in the world do you want to go through what might be the biggest boogeyman of all? Let somebody else potentially trip them up, take them out, or do otherwise. Look, I'm not going to give you any kind of false bravado. I would pick the Sixers to win any playoff series confidently as long as it was not Boston and the Knicks. Confidently, I would feel good about them winning the series. But with Embiid healthy is the disclaimer. But I can tell you this, like with a guy like you have, with Eric Spoelstra, you've got the freaking magician as your head coach. And as Sixer fans, we have as much respect as we have for the Celtics. We're thinking about this play-in game. I'd rather play Spoelstra in a 1 game than play him in a 7 game anytime, because he is one of the best coaches in the league, hands down. But we think we got a pretty good one, too, in Nick Nurse.
So how are we feeling about Embiid going into Wednesday? What's the feel there?
The feel is that he is healthy. He's ready to go. He showed us down the stretch that his return to the team just completely changed everything. And, Zaz, it's more about the spacing. You saw Tyrese Maxey had an all-star year this year and had his first all-star season playing alongside Embiid. And then he was asked to lead the team. He's not ready to do that yet, but what he showed is when he's there as the Robin to Embiid's Batman, it's really special. And what it also has allowed is Kelly Oubre Jr. to be able to step up And now we're seeing, with Embiid on the floor, we see a totally different side of Buddy Hield, because when Buddy Hield's getting open threes, he's really, really good. And we hadn't seen a really strong performance from Buddy Hield since he was acquired. So the way I look at it is shocker, Embiid makes everybody better, and the confidence level's pretty high. But I honestly feel everything is broken well for the Sixers. Because again, if you can find a way past the Heat in game to get that 7 seed, I think the Sixers may very well end up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, and then you end up being one of the like most unfair number 7 seeds, or 8 seed for that matter, if things go well against the Celtics. But you could end up being the most unfair 7 seed because they're so much better, the Sixers, than one of those lower seeds. And I really think, you know, this happened with us with Bam Adebayo a couple of years ago where he missed like 2 months. I felt that that was going to actually be a blessing, because for Embiid, what did we see at the end of last postseason and probably the others before it? He's dead tired physically by the end. So maybe you're getting a fresh Embiid for the start of the playoffs as long as he's healthy. I think it could be a blessing for you guys.
Well, I absolutely think the time off is going to be fresher legs and otherwise. But what we always worry about here come this time of year is the idea, is Joel Embiid going to be totally healthy? Is the knee going to hold up? And just coming off of knee surgery, he's made a great recovery. He looks very, very good out there. And I believe, even missing 2 months, I think Joel Embiid was the MVP this year. Averaging a point a minute of play, he's matured. His game has continued to develop. And with Nick Nurse, I really believe that he will find a way to have his best playoffs ever. He's just got to get there.
How much more enjoyable? Now, it's tough without Embiid the last couple months, but without all the Harden drama and all that stuff, has this year been so much more enjoyable than last?
Well, it was enjoyable until the last of January when Embiid went down injured. But what I can tell you is, and I'm a Doc Rivers supporter, but not a Doc Rivers like pom-pom shaker, but watching Nick Nurse coach Zaz, I had never watched much of the Toronto Raptors. And when he was coming into town, I read his book and tried to get acquainted with how he is. He's an incredible, I feel so much more confident as a Sixers fan with him designing the game plans, calling the shots. He's much more of a game day technician than Doc Rivers. And so to me, that excites me. But also what excites me is the idea that this Sixers team, it's the unknown. And whenever it's the unknown, unless your coach is really awesome, like for you guys with Spoelstra, you know he's a master in the playoffs. You know he's a great tactician. So you look forward to that opportunity. I'm looking forward to seeing what Nick Nurse does with Joel Embiid and a full roster and seeing how he's able to handle. This is a team that has not gone through, got to the third round, got into the conference finals since 2001. It's unbelievable. And it's a talking point that people will tell me on the air in Philly that I harp on too much, but I don't think I harp on it enough. It must end. And I do believe if they get the 7 seed, that it has a great chance to end this year.
Yeah. I mean, Embiid has never won more than one playoff series in a single postseason. That's wild. I don't know if you saw yesterday. So when the Bucks were playing the Magic and the Bucks lost, so they dropped to number 3. Doc pulled the starters, pulled Damian Lillard early in the fourth quarter of a 12-point game. I mean, John, how bad did Doc Rivers want to avoid potentially Philadelphia in the first round?
Doc was a friend to our show. And so I like Doc, but I think he wanted no parts of Embiid in a playoff series. And the thing is, too, how banged up does he know Giannis is? And if he thinks that a matchup with Giannis and Embiid with a hobbled Giannis early on, he didn't want that. Maybe he was looking at that. I have no problem, by the way, with coaches trying to pick their opponent. Like, I don't know about you. I haven't heard your show where you've ever talked about that topic.
I don't like the bad karma. I think there's karma and there's basketball juju, and I don't like messing with it. Go out there. You got to win.
See, I enjoy – I would want my coach – to absolutely pick me the best path. I would. Like, what do you think's the best matchup? And then I want them to deliver. but I would absolutely want them to pick me the best path. I want the easiest path. And that's what it is whatever way I think is, and none of them are easy. It's been a crazy Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
But the way I look at it is, and I kept telling our audience last week, the Sixers were sitting there, 2 wins behind the Knicks, 2 wins behind the Cavs, 1 behind the Pacers, 1 behind the Magic. And I'm saying, Embiid missed 2 months. He missed 9 weeks of play. They would have blown past all of those teams with a healthy Joel Embiid. And they didn't get the opportunity. Now they're just going to have to go and prove it.
How do we feel in Philly these days? We're 5 years removed, but how do we feel in Philly these days about Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler is beloved here by the fan base. And it pisses me off. Can I be honest? It pisses me off. He was a guy who came into town for a cup of coffee. Yeah. But Jimmy Butler's play in clutch situations embodies everything that Philly fans like. He's got a little bit of swagger to him. He's got a little bit of that dagger, that lethal dagger to him. And he was a guy that this city will never forgive that they didn't commit to him and they committed to others. But unless Ben Simmons was going at the time, they weren't going to keep Jimmy Butler. And at the time, we didn't know that Ben Simmons had the 10-cent head. So it's I understand why it happened at the time, but this city loves, respects, and except for Wednesday night, they cheer for Jimmy Butler. We hear about Jimmy Butler's name more than any player that plays in any other city here in Philadelphia. They respect and love the hell out of him.
So does Tobias Harris is one of those other guys also. Does he catch shrapnel because of how great Jimmy Butler is here with Miami?
Does he catch shrapnel? I mean, the talk of him being a max contract guy, it's honestly one of the number one talking points that I can't wait to stop having to talk about, hear about, or otherwise. Tobias Harris is a nice player. And he's a nice three on many, many teams. But Zaz, the problem is this. If he averages you 18, he doesn't get 18. He gets 26 and he gets 12. He gets 28 and he gets 10. He doesn't average out. He's not a consistent player, and he never has been. And they talk about him being a guy who they need to, before the year, we need you to step up. We need you to do more things. When Joel Embiid was out, it's all I had to know. He didn't step up again and really take charge, take the team by the throat. He plays passive way too many nights, and I think it'll be a good moment for not only him, but for the Sixers organization to have him exit.
I do want to ask you, John, before I let you go here, I thought it was weird. There was a whole big to-do a couple days ago with the Iverson statue. That must have been so annoying for you guys, where people were so critical of how small the statue is. I mean, that's literally, like, all the statues are small. That's their thing outside the arena.
Well, it's outside the practice facility.
Okay.
Because the Sixers do not, they're a tenant in the Wells Fargo Center. So the Sixers can't put up any kind of statues without the Sixers approving it. And the Sixers are trying to get their own stadium built in town. So they don't want that. They don't want to do anything that they don't have to do. So the practice facility, Allen Iverson's statue is on a post. It's the same as every other great, whether it's Moses Malone or Bobby Jones or Maurice Cheeks. It is ridiculous because people were like, that's disrespectful. No, in fact, it's like a monument grove that you would walk around and people don't know. And if they haven't been there, and I can understand because it's a private facility, why they've never seen it before. I guarantee you when the Sixers either get a new stadium of their own, which they want to construct, or if they team on one with the Flyers, there'll be plenty of statues outside. Allen Iverson will have his big day.
John, always good having you on the show. I'm sure we got Philadelphia folks down here in South Florida who are hearing you right now. Tell everybody how they can hear you and everything you got going on.
Listen on the Fanatic app. Find me at John Kincaid on Twitter, Instagram, Kincaid Radio. I love hearing from people. And yes, you guys have a strong Philly contingent down there everywhere you go. And we love them.
Great job, John. Good having you on the show again. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Az.
Excellent job by John Kincaid. Appreciate him hanging out with us. How about that? I'm really not surprising. They love Jimmy Butler. Tobias Harris over me. So that's Wednesday night, Heat and Sixers. I like the Heat's chances. The last time I checked, the Sixers were a 5-point favorite on Wednesday night. I think you're going to get a big-time effort out of the Heat. You know the WNBA draft is tonight? I'm not going to lie. You know, I don't care about the WNBA. I'm not going to watch the WNBA. But I know 4 or 5 of the first few picks of the draft. And, of course, you got the whole Caitlin Clark thing. She's going to go number one overall. I might give the star of the WNBA draft tonight a look-see. I'm being serious. I may check out the start. No cap. That's what the kids say, right? The kids say no cap. You know what else is no cap? When I tell you how, if you go to SheetsGiggles.com, you're going to get the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. That's right. At SheetsGiggles.com, you can get all the bed sheets that you're looking for. You got the blankets, you got the pillowcases, you got the fitted sheets. Everything you need. SheetsGiggles.com. That's what we're talking about. You get the comforter. I sleep on a eucalyptus pillow. You can get a eucalyptus mattress. You know how soft the eucalyptus mattress is? Think about it. A koala sleeps up to 18 hours a day on a eucalyptus tree. This is a eucalyptus mattress. Go to SheetsGiggles.com. And obviously, mattresses can be expensive. But if this is your first time at SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code ZASLO. 20% off your first order. That's right. 20% off your first order. You can get a mattress 20% off if you use promo code ZASLO at SheetsGiggles.com. And you're going to become one of over 100,000 of people who sleep on their sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows and never turn back. Just follow them right now on Twitter at SheetsGiggles. Check out all the promos and sales they got going on. But your very first order, use promo code ZASLO, SheetsGiggles.com, 20% off, SheetsGiggles.com. All right, you guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. And of course, Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals on our favorite sports apparel, Caneswear. That's right, Caneswear, located in Davie, 2655 South University Drive. Real easy to find them, just south of 595 on the west side of University. That's right. They moved location a few months ago, but it's in the same plaza, same great location, even bigger selection. Obviously, you get all your Miami Hurricanes gear at Caneswear. Largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear anywhere. But did you know, whatever your favorite sports team is here in South Florida, Dolphins, Heat, Marlins, Panthers, Caneswear has it all. And right now, Caneswear is celebrating their 14th anniversary sale. And you could save 14% on your entire order. All teams, all items. Visit the store in Davie right now, 2655 South University Drive. Or take advantage at Caneswear.com. That's right, Caneswear.com. We're talking 14% off. Caneswear, more than a store, it's an experience. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop, and we get all of the big deals. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. First up here, so, final game of the season, it's the Houston Rockets at the LA Clippers. And in LA, apparently, in the fourth quarter, when an opposing player misses two free throws, everyone in attendance with their ticket gets free chicken. You know, Popeye's, Chick-fil-A, whatever it is, whoever it is that sponsors. So Boban Marjanovic, everyone loves Boban. He's on the free throw line for the Rockets. He missed the first free throw. So the crowd, they're cheering, they're getting super excited. He knows the drill. Boban, he looks around the crowd, he holds up his finger, goes, I got you. He gets the second free throw, and here's the call.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to him. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
Oh, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
You think he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
That's right. Boban missed the free throw on purpose. And as he was backpedaling, he had his finger in the air, thumbs up. That is awesome. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So how about this on Saturday night? Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, the projected number one overall pick tonight at the WNBA draft. She made an appearance at Saturday Night Live on the Weekend Update with Michael Che and Colin Jost, and she was very good.
This year, Caitlin Clark broke the record for three-pointers in a single season, and I have three-pointers for Michael Che. One B, two funnier, three dumbass.
Thanks for doing that, Michael.
Yeah, no problem, and good luck in the WNBA. I hope you have a great first season.
Thanks. I'm sure it will be a big first step for me. But it's just one step for the WNBA. Thanks to all the great players like Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, Cynthia Cooper, the great Dawn Staley, and my basketball hero, Maya Moore. These are the women that kicked down the door so I could walk inside. So I want to thank them tonight for laying the foundation. And Michael, since you're such a big fan, I brought you a souvenir. It's an apron signed by me.
Thank you. I can't wait to give this to my girlfriend.
You don't have a girlfriend, Mike.
All right. Caitlin Clark, everybody. Can we give up that on Michael Che?
I'm Colin Jost. Good night.
Excellent job by Caitlin Clark. I'm going Big Deal. Showed a little bit of personality there. Had some fun with herself. I like it. Big deal or not a big deal? So UFC 300 was on Saturday night. Huge, huge moment where Max Holloway knocks out Justin Gaethje with 1 second remaining in the final round. And it was the two of them in the middle of the ring just throwing haymakers to put on a show to end the fight for the crowd. Holloway knocked him out, stone cold asleep in the middle of that ring, and the reaction was wild. People are calling it the greatest knockout in UFC history. So I'm going to go big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal? I was at the Panther game on Saturday afternoon. Took my son Jordan. Panthers and Buffalo Sabres. I got my Panther hat on that I got at Caneswear, of course. We're sitting behind the goal. Thanks to my man Trevor who hooked us up with the tickets. And in overtime, tied at two. You know Goldie's going to tell us all what to do.
Stolen away by the back-checking Dylan Cousins. Barkov picked his pocket. Hits Reinhardt for the win. Let's go home, baby! Sam Reinhardt, his 55th of the season. And the Cats are back in first place.
All the Panthers needed was just one more chance in overtime.
Of course that's a big deal. So the Panthers, they, for a moment, for a few hours, they were back in first in the Atlantic Division. Then Boston would win later on that night. So the Panthers now, they're 1 point back of Boston for first in the Atlantic. And that's the difference between hosting Toronto. This is a big deal, by the way. That's the difference between hosting Toronto in the first round or hosting Tampa Bay in the first round, which is what I want. I want to go through Tampa. But anyway, the Bruins, they do have a game in hand still. Panthers' final game is tomorrow against Toronto. The Panthers need the Bruins to lose these final two games. Although, maybe they could get a point. And the Panthers, if they're even in points, Panthers have more wins overall. They also have more regulation wins, which is important. So, I don't remember what the head-to-head series is with the Bruins. Anyway, Bruins tonight, we'll know more tonight. The Bruins play the Capitals. Capitals need the game because they're in a three-way tie for the final wildcard spot with Detroit and Philadelphia. So there's a lot going on there. We need the Bruins to lose tonight to the Capitals, and the Panthers still have a shot at number one in their final game tomorrow hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's a big deal, and that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. And, of course, you get all the big deals at Caneswear, including 14% off all items right now. Go to caneswear.com. Yes! All right. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. So I'm going to take a look-see at the WNBA draft, and I'm going to watch the beginning. I want to see Caitlin Clark get drafted. We got Monday Night Raw tonight. Come on, WWE's on fire. You guys know I'm going to be checking that out. All right, and you know what? Maybe it's family time. Maybe you'll reconnect with your family this evening. I don't know what you got going on, but whatever it is, I hope you enjoy yourself tonight. Thanks, everybody behind the scenes who helped us put together a great show today. As always, you guys worked so hard, for very minimal wages, so I appreciate you all. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.